Hi, I'm so excited today to see so many Democrats, people with progressive values, coming out to be part of the political process. It is inspiring to me that people are taking part in the activities today, because regardless of whether you are a Bernie supporter or a Hillary supporter, we need to make sure that we continue to bring forward the right values for the state of Colorado.
Since you mentioned that, what did you see today in the assembly in terms of, were there divisions that you saw, or is it as it has been, or as you would like it to be?
We saw a lot of new people partaking in the political process today, and to me, that is a positive thing. With this much momentum for Democratic candidates, regardless of whether you support Hillary or Bernie, it is exciting to see this involvement, and I hope to see that involvement through this upcoming election and also for upcoming years. We need to be the party that is inclusive of young people, people of color, people from a variety of different backgrounds, as we continue to work to make sure that the economy can benefit all Coloradans, not just those at the top. It takes all of us working together. And today I'm inspired to see so many people out and part of the political process.
The bills that you have left that are still on the table, would you like to talk about any of those?
Absolutely. So this session, very excited that there was a bipartisan workforce development package that came forward called Colorado Ready to Work. We are trying to make sure that every Coloradan, if you are willing to work hard and play by the rules, that you can get access to skills to be able to get good paying jobs. I'm very excited that this project has been bipartisan, and so we're hoping that we'll be able to get all of these different bills to the governor's desk for his signature.